listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability right here at WVNN, just know that it don't matter. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's www.rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. And we have folks that listen to us all over the place. And truthfully, we are all over the place today ourselves. So today we're broadcasting live from the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead at the Conservative Partnership Institute's gathering. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are here, and some are calling in. And I'm proud to go to the phones right now to bring in somebody who I know personally and have a great deal of respect for and appreciation for. He's somebody served in the State House while I was serving in the State Senate. Congressman Barry Moore is now serving Alabama's 2nd Congressional District from down in the Wiregrass area. He did represent House District 91 in the Alabama House of Representatives for 8 years while I was upstairs in the Senate for 8 years. And so I'm proud to have him on here. Congressman Barry Moore, thanks for joining Right Side Radio today.
Well, thank you, Phil. I sure appreciate the opportunity to be home with my old friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. And, yeah, I tell you what, I mean, used to be back in the day, just Phil and Barry, just Phil and Barry. Now it's Congressman. Oh, Mr. Congressman, how are you? So,
but you're up there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope you never get used to it, brother, because when you do, then you've been there too long, I think. But
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know you just concluded some votes, and we had hoped to see you here in person, but thank you for taking time to call in. And, listen, Congressman, I've been talking to the folks here today, and we had Congressman Andy Biggs on earlier about the importance of conservatives banding together in the legislature and in the halls of Congress, because otherwise you wind up getting kind of broken up and fractured, and leadership can run over you. But when you band together at times, you can get more done. And I know you've gone up there and jumped right in to a group of what I would call true believers when it comes to conservatism. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when I first got here, I joined the House Freedom Caucus. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you said, Phil, together we're a lot stronger than individually. And so as the numbers grow, and if you watched my freshman class, 30-something of us came in Republicans. I would say 9 or 10 of us have been active in the House Freedom Caucus, joined the House Freedom Caucus. And those numbers, as they grow, we hit with a much bigger hammer than just one individual small group here and there. And so the House Freedom Caucus, honestly, I can say this, of all the places I go here in D.C., that's the one place I leave. I don't feel like I need a shower. And we seem to kind of be the tip of the spear, if you will, on conservative ideas and fighting for principles, conservatives. And so it's an honor to be a part of that group. And I tell you, it's the one place I can sit up here that I feel really at home.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I knew that about you when you were also in the State House. So this is not something new. You didn't just find conservatism. I think it was ingrained in you. But you took it with you to D.C. And I, on behalf of the people of Alabama, I want to tell you how much I appreciate that. But let me just say this, too. I mean, I know that y'all take some heat. I mean, truthfully, I was just quoting an article a minute ago that was just the snarkiest thing I'd ever read. But I'll resource my shows, and I'll read things from, you know, both sides. And basically, in the military, we used to have a saying, kind of a jokey saying. Somebody needed to do something and say, well, all right, move out and draw fire. And what we were saying was, you know, step out front, you're going to get shot at, but go anyway. And you guys do that. Y'all step out front, and you get shot at all the time, in a sense.
We do. And, you know, but I tell you, one of the more prominent memories that I have, first got here, and we were in a House Freedom Caucus meeting one night, and the border crisis, it was starting to erupt. The Remain in Mexico policy had been repealed, but the Biden administration had stopped construction on the wall, and people were pouring across our southern border. And we decided at that table that night in the House Freedom Caucus, we've got to do a press conference, and we got to do it at the triangle in front of the Capitol and bring attention to the border crisis. And it wasn't long after that that Andy Biggs, who you had as a guest earlier, he's chairman of HFC, he started taking members down, and we would shoot videos. And I think we brought national attention to the border crisis, and many other Republicans followed our lead, and even one or two Democrats now see that that is a major issue. But sometimes you do. You step out, you draw fire. But a lot of times I found that if we'll get out and draw a little fire and bring attention to issues that we face as a nation, others will come on board. But it takes courage, and sometimes it's not always easy. But But it's good to have a few people up here that have our back, and certainly it means a lot to us to have folks stand arm in arm with us and fight this socialism slash communism onslaught.
Well, and it's, you know, as a radio guy now, I would say that we're in what I would call a target-rich environment. I mean, I got plenty to talk about, if you know what I mean. But you guys are in the thick of making the decisions. What do you see right now on the House Freedom Caucus's agenda, so to speak? What are y'all working towards as we speak?
Well, I think obviously we've got to continue to speak out on the debt. You know, the debt ceiling vote's coming up later tonight. But as we spend money here in D.C., the American people are seeing it. I mean, you're seeing it across the, you know, across your purchasing power, your dollar, whether you're at the grocery store, at the gas pump, whatever the case might be, and that spending at a level where we're printing paper and ink up here, it just devalues the American dollar. So we'll have a debt ceiling vote tonight. We're going to continue to talk about runaway spending in the Democrat Party, and we spent more now in 11 months under Biden. We spent basically in today's dollars fighting World War II, and so that's kind of eye-opening. But along with that, just supply chain issues. We talked about the border crisis. These vaccine mandates. I mean, I've a military base in my district, a lot of government contracts. We've kind of tried to bring attention to the fact that, hey, these are unconstitutional and we need to continue to stand. And hopefully we'll get some wins in the courts. But as the House Freedom Caucus writes these letters, I think it sends out, we hit, like I said, with a little bigger hammer when there's a lot of us on board. And hopefully we'll have some influence going into the midterms. I think, Phil, looking forward that as we take a Republican majority, Jim Jordan's a member. We'd like to see him chair House Freedom Caucus or chair Judiciary at some point. And so there's some opportunities to move some of the people in our midst into leadership roles, and that's what we're pushing for.
Well, and rightfully so. And you mentioned a moment ago, too, that you have a military base, Fort Rucker, down in your district. And, of course, my listening area, of course, has Redstone Arsenal and Anniston Army Depot. And then we got Maxwell Air Force Base. We're a very military-centric state, Alabama is. That being said, I know you guys also stand for not just fiscal conservatism, but liberty and for social conservatism. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about in the show a little bit later on is the wokeness being perpetrated upon our military right now. And those kind of things that are happening. What do you guys see in terms of our military readiness and things like that that impact our listeners?
Well, you know, I think that obviously one of the few things that really keeps me awake at night is how woke some of our command staff are in the military, and the fact that we've kind of turned our back on fighting for liberty. And, you know, we got to defend the Constitution, but at the same time, you've got some leadership in different areas that are trying to be woke, and that is not the best thing for a fighting force. They're designed to go and defend our nation, and as you know, we're making all these social moves in the military to be politically correct, while you've got China and these other nations kind of rattling sabers and Russia. We need to be focused on the mission of the military and not making it politically correct. And so certainly I'm concerned, but that swamp issue I think it's in some of our leadership in the military field. It's obviously in leadership in a lot of the areas here on the Hill and in a lot of these government agencies, if you will. And so there needs to be a draining of the swamp, literally, but it needs to be across the board.
Well, it absolutely does. And before I let you go, in that same vein, one of the things that's really been concerning to me is vaccine mandates. They affect our military. Military readiness is being impacted by it. But then I know that you guys in the Freedom Caucus recently sent a letter to Leader McConnell asking him not to move forward on certain matters, fiscally speaking, without dealing with the vaccine mandates and trying to defund them. Tell me about the response to that.
Yeah, so we're asking Senator McConnell to hold up and not to fund anything that helps allow these vaccine mandates in our military. And my concern and my job, and I believe this is the job of elected officials in Congress, is to defend your individual liberty. And so I think that ought to be a decision between the individual and the doctor, especially, Phil, we got a lot of young military, they have a low mortality rate with this virus, and we really don't know a lot about this vaccine. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I just think we need to give it a little time before we push it on people who have a low morbidity rates. And so I'd like to have a little time to kind of test rather than just pushing it out and paying for it and mandating. And then, of course, we've got people who have fought on the front lines, whether they be in first responders and the military, the nurses, the doctors, and all that, that when we didn't have a vaccine, they went out and did their job every day. And it ought to be their choice now whether or not to take the vaccine. They were the heroes a month ago or a year ago, I would say, and now we're like, oh, by the way, you're going to lose your job, lose your employment if you don't comply with this unconstitutional mandate. And so it's concerning for me. I'd like to give it a little time and let people make the individual choice and maybe test them if they want to do that prior to work. But it's concerning. We just don't know enough about the vaccine yet to say, hey, let's put it on all our fighting force and just see how they fare with it. That concerns me.
Well, I rightfully so. Anyway, I think it's fair and worth noting that the Freedom Caucus, of which you are a member, is the only block of votes that I've seen that has taken a literal stand in Congress to ask for a vaccine mandate to be defunded. So good on you for doing that. Well, hey, listen, Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, we certainly appreciate you being on with us today, taking time. I know you literally cast a vote and then went straight to the phone. So thank you for taking time for us on Right Side Radio, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Phil. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a great day as well. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. You too. All right, folks, that was Congressman Barry Moore, who is from our Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, served in the Alabama legislature while I was there, too. Always been a conservative. Great to see him now where he is in Congress, joining with other members of the Freedom Caucus to move the conservative agenda forward. Well, listen, we're going to move to a short break right now. We come back from that, I'll begin wrapping up this segment. Coming up, though, I do have another guest coming on. Georgia State Legislator Philip Singleton is going to be talking about the fact that they're forming the Georgia State Legislative Freedom Caucus. I'm jealous Alabama doesn't have it, but I'm glad somebody does. Let's get it, Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.